Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Friday, September 24th. Firefighters in Fort Worth make a horrific discovery after being called out to a dumpster fire. And as KRLD's Austin York tells us, police now need the public's help.
On Wednesday, firefighters got a call that a dumpster was on fire on Bonnie Drive south of I-30. When they put out the fire, they made a shocking discovery. The dismembered bodies of a child, either a teenage or adult woman, an adult man, were inside. The bodies were severely burned and some body parts were unaccounted for. Investigators have identified the man inside as 42-year-old David Luaris, who was known to have ties in Dallas, Hearst, Euless, and Bedford. Police are asking anyone with information to come forward as they try to identify the other two bodies and a suspect or suspects in the case. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An Irving man is being held without bond for the capital murderer of a child. KRLD's LB Phillips reports the toddler died Tuesday.
Irving police say they got a call of a child in trouble at a home on Brown Drive. By the time they got there, they found 2-year-old Jeremiah Rios dead. They began questioning the boyfriend of the mother, Arturo Pena Almanza. At first, he gave one story, but Officer Robert Reeves says when autopsy results came back a couple days later, it became clear the child had been beaten to death.
Went ahead and arrested Arturo to get him in jail so he couldn't try to possibly flee if he started thinking that he was being looked at as a suspect. And then they continued to just talk to him, and when they were interviewing him on Thursday, that's when, you know, he ultimately ended up confessing.
Reeves says the mother was at home at the time, but evidently unaware of what happened and is not suspected of any wrongdoing. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The parking lots around Fair Park started filling up before the gates opened this morning, and fans are now gathering at the State Fair of Texas.
The State Fair of Texas has attendance may drop from 2019, but Fletcher's Corny Dogs, Joseph Jones, says he's happy with the lines at his stand so far.
I think people are going to come out here. I think they're going to be surprised at the attendance. You know, like you said, everybody's been pinned up in the house, so I think they're going to show up.
Some people in line at his stand were already making plans for their next stop.
I'm just excited to be here because then I can be with family, have fun, and, like, you know, eat food.
For us, it's also the fried butter, the fried PB&J. All the new food, the jambalaya balls.
Masks are required indoors and on DART. Dallas County Health and Human Services also has a vaccination site near Big Tex. At Fair Park, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A romance scheme that targeted the elderly has been busted here in North Texas. And as KRLD's Austin York finds, the scammers got away with millions of dollars.
Federal and local authorities say the intricate scheme had roots in South Africa and duped over 100 victims out of more than $17 million. Prerak Shah, acting U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Texas, says the suspects would browse dating sites and prey on elderly men and women who were lonely or grieving.
After ingratiating themselves, they concocted sob stories, stories about why they needed money, whether it's, you know, taxes to release an inheritance, you know, essential travel overseas, crippling debt. and siphon money from victims' accounts, tens of thousands of dollars at a time.
He says their four-year operation found victims all over the country, but just how many they may never know.
Many of them feel duped. They feel embarrassed. They don't want their friends and family to know and to think that they're irresponsible or unsophisticated.
In all, 34 people have been arrested and face numerous fraud charges. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of Plano's most popular attractions in the 80s is getting a new look. Developers have broken ground on a $1 billion mixed-use project to replace Collin Creek Mall. Centurion American is replacing the mall with restaurants, shops, and an underground parking garage. Project manager Rob Romo says construction is starting now, and the former JCPenney building will be demolished next month.
We're starting basically to support the core mall and start digging the 2,000 car underground garage. So that's the first item that we've got to get working on.
Shopping, restaurants, and townhomes should open in 2024. Later phases include plans for apartments, office spaces, and 9 acres of parks. Officials say all of the Haitian migrants have been cleared from the camp where they gathered in Del Rio.
At one point, 15,000 people had gathered under and around the bridge between the U.S. and Mexico. But the U.S. mounted an effort this week to relocate them to other sites in the country or back to Haiti. Del Rio Mayor Bruno Lozano says Border Patrol agents will remain on the scene.
I just finished seeing the infamous dam. On our side, there is some security, some personnel that are still monitoring those conditions to make sure that we don't have a repeat.
He says they're also searching the surrounding area to find anyone who might have fled the camp. He expects the bridge between the U.S. and Mexico to reopen this weekend or early next week. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former Fort Worth Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald will get his day in court after all. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the Texas Supreme Court is declining to reconsider a prior ruling.
The Supreme Court's decision effectively removes all barriers that were blocking Joel Fitzgerald's case from going to trial. The chief was fired in 2019. The city says it was because of poor job performance. Fitzgerald maintains it was because he filed a whistleblower suit. Fitzgerald attorney Stephen Kennedy says the former chief has no interest in settling out of court.
Dr. Fitzgerald wants his job back as chief of the Fort Worth Police Department. I don't see the city doing that without a fight. It's going to take a court order to get his job back, but he will return.
Kennedy expects the trial by early next year. The city is declining comment. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!